I'm Braid.
I'm Zell.
I'm Dan.
And I'm Andrew.
Back with another hard-hitting 60 minutes of breaking in-your-face real news.
Yeah. Well, first off,
before we get into that,
I was had to digging in some binders. I was looking for some a warranty paperwork on my couch, and digging through all, you know, a bunch of old files and folders. Haven't even gone through boxes, so looking through stuff, and I'm going through a folder, and I see like some handwritten notes, and I'm like, oh my god, and I'm. Went through a nasty divorce. So I was kind of like, oh, are these some old notes that I'm going to have to, you know, sacrifice to the burn pile? So I like quickly like pull them out, look. It's notes from my students in Thailand.
Oh, that's awesome.
Let me read one for you.
Are these like teacher reviews or what kind of notes?
These are about 100. I got about 100 of these.
Well, we got 60 minutes, so you got to read them.
This is from Otto.
Great name.
He was in M2. I don't know what that is. Dan, what's M2?
It's like seventh grade.
Seventh grade. And it says, Teacher B, I like you.
Teacher B.
I thank you very much because you teach me to good boy. and give me the knowledge.
Seventh or eighth game.
You are very, very good teacher. Have a good luck, Teacher B. I heart T. Braden. A little drawing for me. I laugh at the, you teach me to good boy.
you had a lasting impact on that young fella.
I did. Yeah. Got about 100 of these.
Flip through them like the UFO encyclopedia, see what pops out.
Amazing how much of an impact. Yeah. Amazing how much of an impact you could have when you didn't even know what fucking grade you were teaching.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 100%. This is a good one. Fuck.
The bar was low for accepting.
Why were they even writing these notes?
I probably asked them to or something for a project. I don't know.
Oh, is that you?
You probably asked them for the fucking tire pump.
Yeah. This is from stamp.com. Also M2. To B, you are the best teacher and funny. Thank you to teach me. I hope you to teach me again. Take out your books! Exclamation mark. That's what it says. Because that's
that's what you, them. Was that what you would say? Take out your books.
Take out your books. I love that. Thank you to teach me. I hope you to teach me again. Obviously, I was doing some good work over in Thailand. Well, I'll bust some more out later, but that's pretty funny.
Boys, my kid got a hole in one today. Scandia indoor. Second hole. Hardest one you could fucking imagine. Yeah. Aced it.
Just smacked her? What was the celly like?
Everybody lost their mind. So then he was kind of like, I think it scared him because everybody's so shocked.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty funny.
Wait, so he doesn't just line up and hit it as hard as he can like other 3-year-olds.
He hits it like Happy Gilmore.
Like chokes up like a hockey stick.
He grips low, yeah. Yeah. And then he's pretty good. He did better than Dom, so that was impressive.
Yeah.
But like the kid's got a fucking cannon on him.
Not like his father, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
What, you don't think I have a cannon?
No.
I never see you take a slap shot, but I would imagine it doesn't look very good.
Oh, no. We're not talking about slap shots here. I'm talking about like cannon, like throwing.
Oh, but we're talking, about golf, though, like Happy Gilmore.
Well, yeah, but I'm
chuck that golf ball just like I get
that. Yeah. If you look in the clubs.
If you look in the group, you'll see why I said he has a cannon, but talk about throwing as well. He's just a multi-sport athlete. He's all around.
I heard he's already being drafted.
Getting scouted?
Yeah, getting scouted.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Now, obviously we're talking tonight because two nights ago, Twitter files dropped on Twitter, basically talking about
Twitter files dropped on Twitter? Crazy.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I just wanted shit.
Yeah, Twitter's fun again, man. I hadn't used the app in so long. Yeah, it is. I'm having a good time again back on Twitter. There's always shit going on. I think it's just because there's a lot of drama going on right now, and that's when Twitter's always max level fun.
Twitter got a bunch of negative press, which drawed people back to Twitter.
Oh yeah,
and then an ensuing firestorm has taken place, and it's fun to sit back and watch from a distance.
So the Twitter files that dropped, basically they were going into the Hunter Biden laptop story that came up just prior to the 2020 elections. And, you know, if you remember that story kind of popping up, first off, the story, there isn't really much to that story. It's like, it's nothing
too spectacular.
Guy forgets his laptop. You know, he was may or may not have been trying to sell access to his dad, who at the time was, you know, wasn't the vice president. He was just a Democratic presidential nominee. You know, maybe some tasteless nudes on there, right? But that kind of story coming out before an election, you know, you get the Hank Hills of the world going like, well, that boy ain't right. And his daddy must have raised him wrong. So, you know, either way, could be a little bit damning. And it appears, not even appears, that some like Democratic or, yeah, members would contact Twitter employees and be like, hey, we need you guys to suppress the story. It's not real. Don't worry about it. It's not real. And like Twitter employees were like, handled, no problem. Like, we got you. And so they were trying to figure out how to suppress the story. So they were marking, you know, as you would click links, it would say, oh, you know, this is a harmful site. This is malware, whatever. They were doing everything in their power to suppress that story.
But it wasn't that much of a story. So what was the big issue?
Well, I think the big issue is that
it's a presidential if they race. Were,
it was a presidential race. And it's like they were taking it upon themselves to censor a story, you know, that. You could make the argument that it may have affected
the outcome of some in Joe, some fashion.
Well, maybe he probably still would have won. I mean, everyone was pretty. I don't think it would have damaged the campaign that much. I to be honest, at this point in the like in American politics, you're right or you're left. You know what I mean? It's just like, you know, one guy would have to do something pretty over the line for his base to be like, well, I can't back this guy anymore, right? Because they just, it's like, you're backing the side, not the person anymore. So it's, but it's just the fact that it makes you kind of think that like, if they were doing this at that level, what other stories were they getting contacted about to just pull, right? And not give access to?
It wasn't so much the fact that they suppressed a story, it's they included it in a form of like censorship that it, Twitter didn't really do at the time, what it kind of made it seem like, right? They're like, okay, we'll do this one. Well, because what did they claim it as? What was like the reason?
Hacked materials?
Hacked material.
Yeah.
But was it hacked material?
No.
It was just a story about a laptop.
Yeah.
But that's how they justified the censorship.
So didn't one of those tweets have like specific email or no, sorry, specific links that they referenced?
Which, what do you mean? Which email?
Like you're talking about the Twitter files. Like there was an actual, like there was a screenshot in there. Or
there's screenshots something. Of a bunch of emails, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
And then there was one that they were like, these are the specific links that we're talking about.
Would yeah, probably the, be the ones that they shared.
Yeah. Right, and those ones were, most of them were links to like Hunter Biden dick pics.
Oh, that's weird.
So technically those are classified under, it would be like Twitter's use policy about revenge porn. Technically it falls into that category.
Well, I mean,
Hunter Biden's not posting them.
Yeah, but I don't know if it falls under the category of revenge porn, because that revenge
it's
porn
not,
is pretty.
It's not that person. It's not that personal person posting pictures of their dick. Like,
well, it's like, well, but that's like, you know, like, let's think about what's the guy's name, Anthony Weiner, who had his dick pics leaked, right? Twitter never stepped up and was like, hey, he didn't release those. Like, anyone that's, you know, how many times on Twitter do you see, it's like, this person sent nudes, right? And it's like, they don't step up in any of these situations and go like, hey, we got to pull this off.
Can we just circle back to then the guy's name is Anthony Weiner?
Yeah. And he sent everybody pictures of his wiener.
Yeah.
He was looking for a story.
Ironic.
He was trying to do it.
But my point is like that, they put their hands in the pocket. Like they were like, we can't do anything. Or
didn't Jack Dorsey walk back the shit that they did? They said like, we were wrong to do what we did.
Jack Dorsey didn't even know. They were doing all this behind Jack Dorsey's fucking back.
Yeah. So he had no idea.
How long did it take him to find out?
Not sure.
It seems like a couple days at least before he could turn this back. But the damage at that point was done. They were actively killing the story. And like, even in the internal memos you're reading, they're like, are we allowed to do this? They're like, even they were getting messages from politicians being like, I'm a little worried about you guys doing this. Like, I get that it's why you're trying to do it, what you're doing, but like it, you may be impacting the First Amendment. Like, is that okay? And they're like, yeah. It's we got it under this hacking, one of our hacking policies. And like, even you could read like internal memos going back and forth being like, is it really, are we, like, can we do this? Why are we doing this? So it was really interesting to see. It just made me think of like, if they're doing that for like a presidential candidate's son's dick pics, to be honest, it's a not like, again, a lot of people say it's like, that story is a nothing burger. Who gives a fuck? Hunter Biden's not riding president. Like I don't think it was going to affect the outcome every way. The shady part is that they did it. And it's like, what else are they doing that for? And you know, the Twitter files kind of was spelling out that Republicans had access to this as well. Like there was some Republicans kind of using these channels, but this was kind of the biggest event at the time. But just kind of interesting to see, like, what else is the government would be messaging and being like,
but it wasn't the government. It was the Biden team and he was a private citizen.
What else would the Biden team, the Democratic team, if any bad story was coming out, were they killing it ahead of time?
Well, the guy who posted, was it Matthew Taibbi or whatever? Didn't he quote himself? He's quoted as saying that he had no evidence that the government, like any of the U.S. government stepped in. It was just a private citizen, you know, basically Biden team saying, hey, like these pictures and stuff might be hacked material. Like you might not want to post that.
But it was like, Matt Taibbi says stuff like this. They would be like these connected actors that would have access to Twitter employees. They would send these messages saying, twitter.com/users, like the post, they'd quote all the posts and be like, I need these removed. And the answer would come back, handled, that's all. So like they had a connection on the inside. They would just copy the links to the tweets they wanted removed and they would just remove them.
And now, like, there was both...
There's no review process. It's just like...
And there's members, like, it also... Taibbi did say, like, the Trump Organization in 2020 had access to these tools as well.
Both, yeah.
He says both.
Yeah, he says both parties had access to these tools. Requests from both the Trump White House and the Biden campaign were received and honored. But then however... This is like a series of like 25 tweets he's talking about.
It's just like, it doesn't really, I don't think it really surprises anyone to be like that politicians or like large, like well-known personalities, large brands that would probably have a stake in Twitter would have direct lines to some of the staff that moderate content. Like people would have to be like,
but that's not even, it's know, nothing not new. Moderation though. That's just like, we want to remove this because we said so.
They probably gave him a reason. Like they gave him a reason to be like, it might be hacked material. This might be,
but it wasn't.
But did they get it from Hunter Biden? Like, did he give it to them?
No, he forgot it. Like he forgot a laptop with no password.
Okay. So somebody like leaves their phone unlocked and then somebody picks it up and takes their fucking nudes.
Dan, if you left, okay? if you had your phone, no, it's not. But what I'm saying is if you had your phone unlocked and someone scooped your phone and someone dumped your nudes on Twitter, those nudes are there. That's it. They're never coming
back.
But
I could put in a request and be like, this is like, I could put a request to the Twitter team. I'm nobody on Twitter. If like I had a brand management that I pay hundreds of thousands of dollars a year to probably do because I were famous, then I'd be like we'll have our own brand management team in a couple of years. I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
So, if I'm paying them, I'm sure they know people at Twitter because Twitter is not a giant robot and there's like personal connections coming to play.
I think that had a lot to do with it too, because like they said, like that, like we talked about those tools, it wasn't balanced because there was like the Democrats that worked for Twitter way outnumbered the Republicans, right? So they were able to do a lot more favors.
But it's not necessarily a new thing because like, if you look at like Fox News really paints a one side of, you know, a really right-leaning side to any news story.
Yeah, but you know, right? What type of news source that is, right? Whereas exactly. Twitter is supposed to be an open yes. form, freedom of speech, you know,
yeah, like that was that's what it was kind
claimed
of
to be
us.
Anyways.
They're still a private company. Like they could do whatever they want.
Well, they absolutely can, but they at the time, like they were claiming to be a free speech platform, right?
Yeah.
That's how Twitter started.
But it was interesting to see kind of behind the curtain on some of these things. And I kind of wonder
what
else.
I'd love to see behind the curtain what's happening right now.
Yeah.
I'd like to see a look behind that fucking curtain that's on fire right now.
it's the second worst business acquisition in history at this point.
That's amazing.
And the reason is because he reinstated some people and that people don't like those people. Is that what happened?
Well,
just that he paid so much for the company when it's like,
no, it's like he got rid of the moderation system, realized that he needed it, brought it back, got rid of the entire verified account thing, realized why they had it, brought it back. It's like everything. Brought back Kanye West, realized why Kanye West was banned, and then banned him again. Like,
dude, that the funniest. On, dude. He went on a rant, and like Elon like tweeted me, he's like, "Hey, man, like, you got to stop doing this." And then his last post was like, "Let this forever be known as my last tweet." And it's just a picture of fat Elon getting hosed off on his yacht. and Elon Musk just commented, he's like, "So be it." And then he banned him. Like, so
it just seems
again,
like a really, it's a really
me,
bad way
for
to
me,
run a company.
For me, I love it. I'm loving it.
That's entertaining.
This is
the
what
fucking
I'm
Jerry Springer of apps. Right now.
it really is.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was never a huge Twitter user other than just the odd post on our fucking platform.
I've kind of noticed that like I don't follow anything on Twitter. Like I think social media right now is gross. But I've noticed like I keep getting pushed like tweets and stuff like and notifications. I've considered uninstalling Twitter because I'm getting a lot more since Elon took over. I'm getting a lot more Tesla ads. Like I'm just getting pushed like stuff like notifications from Twitter. I never got before from like they're like from news stuff and like whatever, but like nothing that I follow. It's not like I don't follow anybody on Twitter.
Oh, it's all suggested content. That's all social media is now.
But it's all this stuff that I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Well, they track your cookies. So if you looked at anything similar, then they just push that, whatever that is on you. You have no choice.
And I was like, I just never use it. And then it's like, and then it pisses me off because it'll be the like links to news stories and they're like 2 days old. It's like breaking news. And I'm like, this was yesterday. What the fuck? And like, I'm 10 steps ahead of this story. Like get the fuck out of here. Breaking news.
But it'll be interesting to see now that, you know, what happens in the lead up to this next election is going to be fucking pandemonium. Sorry to my friends and myself. It's going to be a wild one.
Maybe we should contact Twitter's communication team for comment. Oh, wait, they don't have one right now. They're all gone.
Yeah, you just contact Elon.
No, it's really funny because like you read all the stories that are talking about Twitter and like, you know, stuff. And they're like, since Twitter doesn't have a communications department at the moment, they couldn't be reached for content or comment. It's hilarious. It's like a running joke now. It's like hilarious. It's so funny. It's like they don't have anybody to run any of their shit. And it's, I don't know.
Well, they like a mass walkout too.
Yeah.
I saw someone posted like someone like one of the like, someone was like, yeah, today was my last day. I told them that I wasn't going to come. And then it's like the next few, like a couple hours later, it's like, funny story. Elon and everyone had just messaged me. They locked themselves out of headquarters. I had to come back in to let them in. No one knew the codes.
I think that was and a joke.
And then Elon Musk like said, he like commented underneath. He's like, hey, thanks for the help.
There was there's like a comedian posing as somebody that was walking out of Twitter with his box and shit. He got interviewed by a bunch of news organizations and everything's hilarious.
Oh. Yeah, Ligma and Johnson in San Francisco. Yeah, those two guys, I can't remember what their names, and the last names were Ligma and Johnson. And then Elon brought them, flew them to Twitter headquarters. And it was like, I'm happy to welcome back Ligma and Johnson. Nice. And he had them at the front.
That's awesome.
That's funny. Like, you know,
he's got a good sense of humor.
You can't knock him for that. I mean, fuck him though. He's a billionaire. He shouldn't have that much money, but at least he's funny. What else we got in news we want to talk about?
Breaking news around the world. I have a video that someone sent me a long time ago, and they keep every week telling me I have to watch it because it's pretty convincing evidence of giants. And I go, I don't believe you. So I haven't watched it yet. And then just not that long ago, I realized that the person who posted this video and through all these claims he's made about it, he's actually passed away.
Now, hold on. I have to interject here. This person passed away back in August.
July.
Suicide. July, yes. Suicide. He's actually from Campbell River, where I live. And when this happened, you know, in July.
July 1st.
Jamie said to me right after it happened, I didn't know the person, but she goes, oh, this person I knew committed suicide out of the blue. Like, his doesn't really make sense. It's super weird that he was such a happy guy. It's so weird that he would do this. And I was like, oh, that's sad. And then, like, I saw this video too, and I'm kind of like, and then Jamie, like, a couple weeks ago, because I sent you to Andrew, Jamie a couple weeks ago was like, hey, you should check out that guy's social media. Apparently, he was posting about giants and that, like, the CIA was stalking him before he committed suicide. And I was like, what? So yeah, sure enough, he posted about a giant and then he was like going in the area to look and then he posted these videos about like being turned away and then he said he was being stalked and he showed a video of a car like screeching from his house and then he did like an apology video where he says it's all fake and he's
looking in the corner the whole time like he's being coerced, you know,
yeah.
Like under duress.
And a couple people like had a couple podcasts had like reached out to him at the time, was like, hey, you want to come on and talk about this? He's like, you shouldn't talk to me. This never happened. Don't talk to me. Never reach out to me again. And then he just ends up dead, right? Like,
but yeah, so it's, I mean, it's a very unfortunate end. Young man, he was in his 30s, I believe.
Yeah.
So this guy who has to work with, this guy is the biggest, he believes everything. Everything. Like fucking from flat earth all the way up, every government like everything, no matter how insane and how easy, like, well, what about this? He's like, no, forget about that. We don't talk about that side.
that's what they want you to think.
Exactly.
Yeah, suspend any of that part of that. Anyways, if you don't look at that, it's 100% real.
Anyways, he's an awesome dude. He's fun, but he believes everything. So he sends me stuff and then I sometimes don't give the time of day until I realize that, like, oh, this guy actually passed away at the end of the story. So then I decided, well, you know what? Why not tonight? Let's investigate what happened leading up to this guy passing away, unfortunately. His name was Ryan Dawson. And on April 4th, he took a video it confused me at first, said Whistler's Peak. I thought this was in Whistler. But Whistler's Peak
it's in
is
Alberta.
In Alberta, like by Jasper.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty big mountain, like I think it's like a 2,400 meter mountain, 8,100 feet approximately. And he takes a video in his truck. And he zooms in. There's like a little speck on the top of this like glacier mountain. And he zooms in and it looks like a person standing there, but it could be anything. Fuck you. Who knows? So let's play it on the live. If we're watching the live stream, let's play it right now. Cause there's more videos, but this is what it points to of being some type of giant. It's on TikTok. You can still find it. I think it's Andy Capped is the account. Here we go.
Yeah, it's, sorry, not Ryan Dawson. Andrew Dawson. That's the guy's name.
Andrew Dawson, yeah.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/RS10 today.
You see the video there. It looks like...
Guys, like it looks like something standing on the peak, like looking down the bowl of this alpine mountain.
Yeah. Whatever it is, it looks huge.
It's huge. At first, I'm watching this now. I think it's like a... You know, they have those 5G towers that look like giant trees in neighborhoods.
Yeah,
it looks that's like what a, I thought, like, it looks like some type of tower like that. But it kind of does look like shoulders and a guy kind of hunching over. And whatever, if that's that, if had to zoom in that far, like that's big, whatever that is on top. That's not a...
It would be humongous. Like a giant, not like a, that's not a Bigfoot.
A giant. I'm talking like a 50 foot giant.
Yeah, it'd be like 50 feet tall. It'd be humongous.
So that's the video. It's just him zooming in. He's like... I don't have the audio on, but it's like, what is that? What is that? He's with another guy who's driving and he's in the passenger seat, I believe.
And he's telling him, pull over, man. Pull over. There's something up there.
There's something up there, yeah. So that's the video. It gets, you know, millions of views on TikTok, generates a lot of interest. And then over the...
Did this guy have like a following prior to that video come out?
I don't think so.
Or is this kind of what spurred his
TikTok? From asking... Jamie and some like people that know whom he was, like an aspiring like YouTube creator. So he had a small following, like under 3,000 or something, of like, you know, hey guys, smash that. Like it's like nothing. This was not the content though. Like, so this was like a real like first viral hit. He also did some like rap music videos and stuff.
He's doing some like shitty fucking dance things and everything on there.
I don't know if he was doing that, but this was the first video of his.
The one bite challenge.
Yeah, that really took off.
Cinnamon.
Anyway, so yeah, he posts that initial video of the giant on top, and then he goes to post on, like, he does more videos saying that he goes back to the spot and there seems to be, like, the road is blocked and there seems to be some type of, like, military interference. And then he makes one video where
he claims the CIA. No, the FBI. Well, he claims the FBI
He gets there, but he starts with like, it must be military because they're helicoptering something out. Like they've found something. He makes it seem like so what, say to me when I watched the rest of that videos, all the videos, it seems like they found this giant, maybe they killed it and they're extracting it or something. That's what it kind of made it seem like.
I mean, for me, it just felt like he had a friend with a charger. It was because you see the same car in like three different videos. And it's like, oh, yeah. CIA, man.
But then he posts a video of going up to the woods and there's like a black Dodge Charger and he can't really get the camera up. And the person tells him, you have to leave. You can't be here. And he turns around. And then later, a couple days later, he posts again saying that, like, I think they're following me. And he takes a video out the window and you see the Charger. And as he opens the door, the Charger takes off.
So yeah, right. So from April 4th to then it's April 12th, April 13th is where he talks about the CIA guy. And then he says he's being stalked on April 17th. And then he says like, then he's scared. And then he gives the official update on May 6th saying like, oh, it's all a hoax. But he's looking like he's being coerced. It doesn't look like, he's like, ha ha, I gotcha. Like, yeah, it's all fake. Don't look into it anymore, guys. And then, yeah, a couple months after that, he passes away. So, it would be a huge fucking giant.
Yeah, that was my thing right away. I'm looking at this, like, It wouldn't be the hardest video for me to replicate. Like, that's what I first look at. I look at a video and go, could I replicate this?
He's like, not so bad. Far, it's so blurry that you could put like any object on a video and it'd probably make it look
I think
bad.
Some people were saying that there's a weather station on top of that mountain.
Well, here's the thing, Dan. He takes photos from the same area the next day and the day after, and there's nothing there. Like, he zooms back in at the same thing to show that whatever was there is no longer in that same spot. It's gone.
Was he right in the same spot that he was before? Like,
what's the same peak?
The peak looks the same. So if there was a 50-foot thing in the video, looking at it, you would assume that you'd go, I would assume you would see it. The angle looks very similar.
Yeah, but yeah, Dan, I agree. There's definitely a weather tower, cell phone tower. There's definitely stuff up there. But usually those towers, they have like a red flashing light and they're pretty, like a narrow spire. This thing looks fucking huge. Whatever it was.
Yeah. And then they have, what is it? Another thing up there. They got those, they have the ski lifts up there. He's got these big gondolas that I'm looking at right now. Like these big...
Not on that,
but you would see more
side of this.
Yeah, you wouldn't just see one randomly up there.
It would be like boom, 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 all the way down. It wouldn't just be one tower.
Like, I don't know if it was on the side that like it's on though. Like is that the side of the mountain that everybody skis down or the other side?
Other side.
I don't even know if is there a lift on that mountain?
I'm like, insiders, first look, the Whistler Peak suspension bridge. I mean, they have a suspension bridge. There's a bunch of pictures here.
I'm not sure what ski resort it's on.
Is that the Whistler in Alberta?
No, no. Yeah, Dan, you might be looking at Whistler.
Blackcomb, BC, Canada.
Yeah, that's BC. Yeah, no, yeah. That's a different
wrong Whistler.
What about Whistler? Yeah.
So that's what I was saying when I said.
That's Alberta Whistler.
Earlier when I said I got confused, I did the same thing because we have, like, Whistler is one of the most well-known mountain resorts in the world. It's like an international icon of Canada. But this other mountain is just called Whistler's Peak. That's like the mountain.
And in Alberta. But
Alberta, yeah.
With Andrew, I'm like... The videos with the death all together, I can see why that's just all, like, there's people doing videos on it. There's people in town that are going and like trying to talk with his girlfriend and stuff. Like,
I saw people posting on his obituary page, like, hey, how'd he die? Like,
yeah,
it's kind of feels in bad taste. Well,
but the thing is, I'm like, I can understand the interest, right? You of these people. It's like, he's posting all this and then it's like, then what? Like so quick, so soon after posting these. So I agree with Andrew though. Like, if you watch the series of videos all together, my brain goes, well, one, we don't have the FBI. So I go, it's not the FBI. And then I go, secondly, CSIS wouldn't be driving a Dodge Charger in the mountains in Alberta. That's some fucking rigger shit that like, I got my huge paycheck. Now I'll get my Dodge Charger and get some studded tires on it. Right? Like, a government
agent. He was a pipeline worker. Was it? He was also, he was a YouTube, but
Yeah, that's what he was doing out there.
He was a pipeline worker, right?
Right? So it's like, to me, that looks like the Charger bit and the person's talking to him. It looks like, I bet if someone were to do some digging on the social media and look at friends and stuff, I have no doubt. The reason I didn't do it, because I have no doubt in my mind, if you did enough digging, you would find a friend with a charger.
Or maybe he rented one for, you know, they rent a car for the kind of little bit of elaborate scheme. The whole series gave me a whole little bit of a grifter vibe personally. But again, I usually look for that. I'm pretty biased. I always try to find something to poke holes in, and that's the first thing I noticed personally.
So this is Whistler's Mountain. Is Whistler's Mountain? Is Jasper?
Whistler's
Jasper, Peak. Alberta.
Yeah. Whistler's Peak, Alberta.
There's a mountain tram. They have a mountain tram up there, and they got a couple towers up there on top of the mountain.
But I feel like you would see. I feel like when you zoomed in that much, you would see a second tower. Like, that's too big of a span.
But if it's not on that same side, I'm saying if it's on the opposite side.
Yeah, going if it's down, going down. Yeah, okay. Yeah, maybe. Like, but again, if you look, he posts another, he does post another video looking at a very similar angle where you don't see anything. And the angle looks, when I watched that video, I just went, like, I'm looking for, could he have faked that first video? And I look at the second video and I go, okay, well, whatever's there is not there anymore. And it looks pretty convincing that this is a similar angle where I should see something. Now, whatever that was in the first video, whether he caught that, whether he edited that himself, like, you know, that's for debate. I think after getting all the hits, he then tried to, you know, continue on that same, you know, like double dip on that same topic.
Or
why wouldn't you?
Or the net
went from like, what was that?
Sorry. No, go ahead, Andrew.
I was just going to say he went from like nobody knew who he was to all of a sudden he's, you know, somewhat of a viral TikTok star, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why not ride that wave? Especially if it's been something he's been trying to do, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, so what were you going to say?
Or the Nephilim have returned.
And the FBI crossed international borders and murdered him.
No,
and their Dodge Charger.
Whoever these people were, they're not the FBI. They're not CSIS. They're a different team. And they just say FBI to throw people off. Like, well, there's no FBI in Canada. So say FBI.
Oh, the old...
man. It was Nerve, dude. It was NERV. They busted out the EVAs. The EVA 1 went up there, fought the Angels, dude. That's how it works.
I wish I got the reference, but that's
Evangelion.
Which one?
People get it.
It's
Evangelion. People get it.
Having the death so close. Now, unfortunately, like, because it's a small town, so it's like very quickly I could find out who this person's spouse was and stuff. And it's like, they're getting harassed. If you're listening to this, you don't need to message anyone. No, there's YouTube videos that kind of go over the whole case.
The story is over. Yeah. Unfortunately, we had a man lose his life.
It had a tragic ending.
Yeah.
But sometimes you just gotta, because if you don't look into the story, then it just lingers forever and ever and ever.
Yeah.
So if you just look at it and be like, no, I don't think it was a giant. It would have been a big fucking giant.
Yeah.
You can actually look at the street view around the highways, like on Google Maps, like on there. Like, I wonder, I'd have to put like where exactly he was. I can see like stuff up there, but like on that mountain, but. It'd have to be
the mountain we're looking at like a vertical face. So there's definitely no gondola on that side. If anything, it's coming off the back side.
Yeah.
But can't see it. So I don't know.
If I knew where it was, he was, I could get a good, better view of like what it is. Yeah. Cause you can see, this is a really good picture. This is really neat. Like Google Maps is cool.
If you go and look at like his other TikToks, he posts again, Dan, if you go, if you check out his TikToks, he posts another one that looks very similar. I'm sure you find on YouTube that it's the very similar angle. Like when you look at it, you go, this looks to be the same angle, and there's nothing there. That same thing is not there. But whatever that is in the first video, whether that first video is real or not, my problem is I don't believe the rest. I don't believe the other videos. Right, so it's hard to say. I think it's you know, from my loose digging here, just because I was kind of curious because it happened in town. It sounded like this was a person who had their demons, unfortunately, and. Right? It was an unfortunate end. So, but anyways, lots of people have been messaging us about that. The Giants are back.
And there's...
Maybe they never left.
Well, they emerged from Whistler's Peak itself.
Yeah. Now, Dan, I know you've been looking for jobs.
Sure.
And Dan's the America's most eligible employee. Right now, and
most eligible entrepreneur.
Yeah, and Dan, what was the job you posted us that you're going to apply for?
Yeah, I thought I fit the the description to a T for the position that was linked by the New York mayor for Rat Czar.
Do you possess a swashbuckling attitude, Dan?
I do, and in fact. Yeah, so apparently they posted this. It's like an actual thing. Like it was tweeted out by the mayor, and like it's like the quotes from it sound just insane. Yeah, like, yeah, it's like the new position calls for a swashbuckling attitude and a general aura of badassery. Like these are official. You can go to like the PDF document and like it says this stuff in the job description of Rat Czar.
His quote is. If you have the drive, determination, and killer instinct needed to fight New York City's relentless rat population, then your dream job awaits.
And I'm like,
wait, so they're trying to hire a rat murderer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Buddy, what about Pickle Rick?
Yeah, get Pickle Rick in there.
I would be like, yeah, everything would be cool until one of those rats shows up with his four adopted turtle sons and you get your fucking ass handed to you. Then what?
Or
then
you could just become the rat king.
It's true.
Buddy, this is Dale Gribble's dream job here.
They need themselves. They need a Pied Piper. Isn't that what the Pied Piper did?
It did.
Yeah.
They also killed got the children a fucking flute. And when they didn't pay.
Yeah.
Got to pay the Piper.
It's the job pays $120,000 to $170,000 a year. And I'm sure that difference is based on rat pelts you bring in. Yes. Right? It's base is 120, but you know, you bring in 200,000 rat pelts, you're making 170,000. And you get to keep the rat pelts, I'm sure. For to do
all the rat pelts that you want.
Have you guys ever known anybody with like a pet rat?
Yeah.
I hated them. The girl that lives in our basement suite has pet rats, and they're actually fucking adorable.
Right, that's like saying like, yeah, I like dogs. Like, do you like coyotes? Like,
no.
I'm just saying I would have a hard time killing them. I would.
No, but that's why the difference between a pet rat and a wild fucking murderous rat is way different.
It's diseased like
a
rat.
Yeah, but you get, it's I like don't a pig. Know. You still got to be okay with just mass murder of, you know, and it'd be hard. I feel like it would wane on you.
How would you guys do it? If you guys took this position, what would your go-to, I'm curious to know what everyone's go-to technique would be. I got one.
I haven't thought about my mass murder of rat technique. I haven't thought about it.
Well, I'll tell you mine and then you can
Mine is based off
the Hasbro game Mousetrap.
Okay.
Right?
You take 4 hours to set up the game and it doesn't work.
Yeah. Well, first off, I think it'd be one of those things where it's like initially people would be like, is the Radzar even doing anything? Because he's not.
So like the rat czar, actually, it's like in this thing, so I'm reading it. Okay, so the formal name of the position is the director of rodent mitigation. I guess rat czar is the colloquial, whatever, is the common name.
It's a better name.
But it is described as a high visibility leadership role that requires, quote, stamina and stagecraft, according to the job description.
Listen!
Oh, so you need a costume then.
Listen!
Well, you need to be highly motivated and somewhat bloodthirsty. That's what it says.
My way, if I took this position, what I would do is, you know, I'm even willing to go out of pocket a little bit on the first year, right?
I'm sure you
know, in the subways, you come down the stairs, right? And there's always that brick subway wall, right? Well, on that wall, what I would have is some sort of huge fucking Rube Goldberg display, right? Of like, you put a quarter in, and this quarter, like at the end, like a little piece of cheese comes out, right? And then, but at the same time, all of the levers and pulleys starts going out. And basically as one of the, because there's rats everywhere, so it's not going to take long for the rat to get the cheese.
Everywhere.
Right? And then as the rat's eating the cheese and you can watch the, you know, the marbles, tick, 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 right? And then a little spike cage comes down, gets the rat, right? And you, what a quarter. That way I'm making the city money too, because people are paying for this.
Right. So wait,
sanitary. Right?
So you
bring your kids, you bring your kids, mom, I want to put the quarter in.
So wait, your solution is to kill one rat at a time with the elaborate mouse trap.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sounds like a big waste of money.
That's the stage present, right?
Are you going to have those all over the city then?
And you all over the city.
And you want to recoup $120,000.
I think I will.
The first year.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure you have a budget, but like $120,000. If you're going to
he said he was going to go out of pocket.
Yeah. $120,000.
What I'm saying? No, but what I'm saying is because that'll be my proprietor. Like I'm the owner of these machines, right? So then I recoup the money, right?
But you said, but the tourists are going to come. The government. You said
how much?
No.
How much do the machines cost?
No,
what's your initial investment on the machine?
Oh, I got to do some draw-ups, right? But I'm pretty sure I can do it for pretty cheap.
Maintenance costs.
Yeah, maintenance. Yeah.
And then around the city, everywhere else.
We didn't say it had to be a good idea.
I think you have to have a good idea
what you're going to do.
You have to blitzkrieg. I'm talking even like shut the city down for a day. Just blitzkrieg. Just all-out warfare. Stack as many pelts as you can in one fucking
day.
And then you start fucking picking it away at it. But one day, blitzkrieg, all out fucking rat massacre.
Or do you have like an army of lesser rat killers.
Well, right, hire you three fucks.
No, you go
full, together. We split it.
You go full Simpsons. You get the snakes to eat the rats. You bring in the then you bring in the birds to eat the snakes, and then you bring in the some kind of lizard or something to eat the birds, eat the bird eggs, and then you find some type of climbing monkey to eat the lizards, and then when winter comes, the cold will kill off the monkeys, and then you need problem solved.
Dan, that's going to cost you way too much money in the first year.
Yeah, that's true.
Way too much money. Ah, you know how much money? How much money are exotic animals? You're talking about a whole city, Dan. You must be out of your goddamn mind if you think you can buy those kind of animals on that kind of budget.
Let's import the monkeys from the Everglades. From the Everglades. Yeah,
let's get the snakes from the Everglades, right?
Like monkeys are down there too.
We're going to source all these animals from places that have other infestations.
Right. Yeah. Florida has a python problem. You bring get the pythons. You don't have to kill them now. You bring them back here.
So now we're thinking global.
And then it goes fucking all wrong. And now not only do we have rats, but we have giant fucking snakes. Pythons and rabid fucking monkeys.
No, the alligators that live in the sewer. Of New York will eat the snakes.
With us blowing up all the bridges into New York. Yeah.
We gotta get
5 gallon buckets at every alleyway corner with a stick on a spring with a little dollop of peanut butter on the end, baby.
Put them in the buckets.
Right? They'll be full. And then I just like the garbage man. I come around.
And I don't know. The New York rats are something else, man. Like those rats, like they're chewing through concrete and stuff. I feel like they would just chew their way out of a plastic bucket.
Why don't we exploit the downtrodden and just say, hey, listen, every fucking rat you kill, we give you a fucking, a little point to heroin.
Little kickback.
No, give him straight up drugs. We'll have a fucking.
Oh, no, this
drug of your choice.
This
buddy.
Just because I had to quickly look up what type of rat we're dealing with, and the main rat in New York is called the Norwegian rat, which is 16 to 20 inches long.
Oh fuck that shit!
16.
I might have to rethink
16 to 20 inches.
16 to 20. That's nose to tail, but
that's
still
that's like a cat. That's bigger than like a house cat.
That is all right, huge nukes. Fucking rat. You can't
nuke them.
Well, even with the tail, maybe some of it's the tail.
A trap, like maybe a rat like, trap's not going to kill that rat.
No.
It's just going to piss it off.
Just going to make angry.
All right, I got it.
All right, bring it back.
I got it. I've reformulated a plan. Very quickly, I'm going to have to make a lot of political ties, right? And some I'm not proud of. I'm going to say that right now. Some I'm not proud of at all, right? Then I'm going to have to, kind of like.
How do you make these political ties? Number one, you have
through
no
Twitter.
Money.
Sexual favors.
Sexual favors, whatever way. I need. Yeah.
Sexual
right?
favors.
Basically, what I need is I need to get in closed doors with some oil magnets. You know what I'm saying?
Magnets.
Right? Some big oil men. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to convince them, like, hey, I need you to fund me. We're going to tactically nuke New York City, right? What? We're going to nuke New York City. We're going to blame it on some.
I've been saying it.
Right? Yeah. We're going to blame it on the Middle East.
Why would they?
Listen, Dan, it's a big, you're not thinking big picture. You're looking small here. You're like, nuke the city? This sounds crazy. But then we start a war in the Middle East, right? Because they did it. We blame it on them. We get their oil. See the big circle?
Come back.
Rats are gone.
Rats are gone.
Rats are gone.
And we got money.
Right? It's a win-win all around.
You make a good politician. You got the mindset.
Have I told you I'm going to run for mayor one day?
I hope you do.
You'll start at Ratsar. You start at Ratsar. Yeah. That's where most mayors start. They start at Ratsar and then they work their way up. Like it's like, Ratsar, city comptroller, and then mayor.
You know what?
Then mayor.
Boom. That's Andrew just showed
the
hat.
The whip
he just showed the hat. So Andrew's uncle tried, didn't make it. Andrew's next
he
up.
He should have started at Ratsar. You should have been.
Yeah.
Should have been cologne.
What was his rat policy?
Hey, listen, I'll tell you right now.
No rats.
Firmly. The guys said for years, snitches get stitches. All right. They've lived on that philosophy since I was a child. So
rats don't last long.
No.
Oh, no. Shit.
It's just great. Like
if that's an inside joke, you'd understand my family are gangsters.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
Oh shit!
You somehow got out of that somehow.
Yeah, the apple fell pretty far from the tree.
You got punted away from the tree.
Yeah, no thanks.
You know what I think?
I got recruited when I was young. When we were hanging out, I went to church.
Yeah,
Sure, but you didn't get stuck. You didn't get stuck there.
What do you want me to do? No, it's not for me.
I think I'd sign a contract for the Radsar and like I read it very carefully, look it over with my lawyer. And then I think what I would do is like the first like week or so in the big public areas, I would just savagely murder a couple rats. So people, there was such people were like, what is this crazy? There's a crazy guy out here murdering rats. And then they're like, hey, that's the Radsar. And they're like, hey man, we don't want you killing more rats.
What if you leaked some type of story? What happens if you leak some type of story that like fucking these rats are killing shit, eating kids? They've kidnapped kids. They're horrible. And then you get the whole city after them and you don't even have to do anything.
Everyone just has a baseball bat.
Everybody uprises.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You just create this. Yeah, man. Oh, it's purge. Rat purge day.
Snake whacking day.
It's like Walpurgis for rats.
Yeah.
Get your ladles and go fucking bastard rats.
The thing about hunting rats is you're not going to find them.
We'll call them rat purges.
Rats are living in the pipes and under the roads.
You don't have to find them.
Man. Throw your trash out on the corner.
Like, I'm going to tell you, like I've never been to New York, but like working in downtown Eastside Vancouver, they're fucking out and about. They don't give a fuck about you.
Yeah.
Nope. And they'll go right in between your legs.
Yep. Ugh. In Bangkok, you see them all over the place at night. Like,
you get out of their way.
The trash, I stepped on one.
They're there.
My foot went completely around it. And I was like,
were you wearing sandals or like barefoot?
Sandals. And I jumped. And this huge, of course I screamed.
Big.
And then I ran down the road.
They estimate minimum of 2 million rats in New York City.
2 million?
I feel like that's conservative.
That's what minimum 2 million rats.
Yeah, I feel like that's a conservative estimate.
I bet you it's one rat per person. How many people live in New York?
That's the old saying, there's one rat per person. That's 8.8 million, I think, in New York.
Well, here's the thing. And you know how fast they breed? Like, they're in, no one, they got, the czar's got a... He's got a big...
He's not getting paid enough.
Earning every penny.
The czar needs a way bigger budget to take care of the rat problem. He needs a whole team.
Well, he's the leader.
You need a rat Avengers type of thing, right?
Yes.
Rat mercenaries. It's like, you get the group montage shot of like the specialists coming in, like the explosives...
The Expendables.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
No,
this is John.
All the sewer caps are like down the street.
John, introduce yourself. What? No, introduce yourself. What? He's our explosives expert. So, introduce yourself.
No, I think what James.
So it's basically like the Expendables, but you just get Charlie Day to run them.
All of them are Charlie.
Charlie Days.
Yeah, dressed in different outfits. Like.
No, I think you have to, in this situation, because this the sheer quantity of rats, you have to breed a rat and alter its DNA so it hunts other rats.
Right, like Congo.
It does the work for you. And then when those rats take over the other rats, then we're toast.
Oh,
kill them all.
Because we got CRISPR technology, right? So you engineer some sort of like viral disease that you can inject into the pot. And you just a boom.
That didn't work. Yeah. Now look at Jurassic Park. Now you got this Jurassic World. They're all over the fucking planet.
Yeah.
Didn't work. Lysing didn't work.
Well, that's because they were eating plants that were high in lysine. On the other island. And then they just dropped that whole thing from the plot. You know, if we could drop anything from the plot, like we could do anything.
So yeah, I think you got to make some type of hybrid anti-rat to go in and wipe out its fellow rats.
Yeah, one rat to kill them all.
One rat to find them.
We just need to call Baxter Stockman and get us some mousers.
Oh, the mousers.
And fucking send those robots. Things in there.
Yeah, that'll fuck some shit
I mean, San Francisco is already saying they can... They can set out robots that are authorized to kill. So we just set them out for
what?
You see that story?
What?
Oh, no, I saw the headlines. I didn't read too deep into it, but I just saw the headlines.
Just give me the headline again.
San Francisco was thinking about, I don't know if they totally decided, but they were going to set out robots with like authorization to kill. Like that was
people. What? Kill rats?
No.
Homeless people?
Like people.
Hobos.
Hobos.
What the fuck are you talking about? Why? Who? Where? When?
Well, I didn't think it would come up, so I didn't talk about it.
You just drop us. San Francisco's about to drop robots.
San Francisco's got its own T-100s that it's just going to release on the world? Like, what are you saying?
Let's see. Here's the headline. San Francisco supervisors vote to allow police to use robots to kill.
Yeah, I found this one. Can police use robots to kill? San Francisco voted yes.
Oh, you know what? I saw it was one of those. It was like short circuit with a shotgun attached to his head. That's what it was.
San Francisco to allow police killer robots.
I see. Ultimately, the board adopted an amendment during the meeting requiring one of two high-ranking San Francisco Police Department leaders to authorize any use of a robot for lethal force.
Honestly, though, that doesn't bug me too much because I'm like, if a human's controlling the robot, I would much rather someone drive a robot with a speaker and be like, my robot here is going to shoot you if you don't listen. Then you like sicking a wild animal on someone. Like to me, that's not the crazy thing.
That's not what they're doing. They're going to wait until some like really good cop gets like almost dead on fucking, you know, on duty. And they're going to bring him back and they're going to turn him into a fucking half man, half robot cyborg. And he's going to have a gun that comes with his leg and he's going to shoot ladies in their dress. Right. But it's going to miss them and shoot the nuts.
Dick.
Yeah.
Get him.
Right? You're coming with We've seen this. It's not new. They've been doing it in Detroit since the 80s.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
What is it? Yeah, they said they talked to the police spokesperson, Robert Rueca, which told them that they're not... Let's see. The department has a fleet of robots and does not plan to outfit them with firearms, but he says explosive charges could be added to the robots to breach fortified structures, or the robots could be deployed to contact, incapacitate, or disorient a dangerous suspect without risking the life of an officer.
Oh, San Francisco.
Listen, I don't understand why we're talking all this shit, San Francisco. Let's not worry about killing bad guys with robots. Why don't you get robots to pick up all the human shit off the sidewalk?
That's the first step. Yeah,
that
sounds
good. Right? That's what you should be doing. You should have robot pooper scoopers first because that's a problem. Yeah. And you haven't been able to figure that out. And then we'll worry about robot murder.
New San Francisco robots will brutalize citizens of all colors.
I think they're like for this article, like their reason is just like we already have the robots. We just need the permission to do it. Like we already have them. So we just needed to make it formal because we probably would have done it anyways. It seems like it's like we would have done it anyways.
These robots have seen two tours in Afghanistan and now they've been sanctioned to some local police department.
And nothing but killers. Killing's all I know.
That's wild.
Sounds like,
but it's no different when they like, I mean, my question would be is like, who makes the call to kill? Is it the robot or is it someone like controlling the robot? Because like they've already done that kind of stuff with, there was that shooter and they attached all the bombs to one of those robots and this drove it, I think it was in Dallas, and they drove the robot into the building with the guy and just fucking blew him up. Right?
Yeah, like awesome. That's
what they said in the article. It's going to be one of two high ranking like officers of the whatever can authorize that action apparently. So it's going to be like up to them whether the situation calls for
flip the kill switch.
Yeah. load it up with fucking C4 and send it in there.
do we fucking send in Optimus Prime or not?
Yeah.
Yes.
One shall stand. One shall fall.
I'll be the first one to get a thin mechanical line hat.
Oh man, this is just one day they're going to be the headline that, and some copy editor's going to be, yes, like robot kills man named Megatron. And it's going to be like,
hey, stay the fuck away from Calvin Johnson. Not let robots kill him. That's a national treasure.
Nuts.
Yeah. So wild times we're living in.
Absolutely.
Every week getting wilder.
Yeah, let us know how you would destroy all the rats.
Give us your rat. I'm curious. Plan for rats.
The robots. Why don't we use the robots? Problem solved. Let's borrow the robots from San Francisco and stick them on fucking rats. We solved our own problems.
Just shotgun it in the street.
Wouldn't even care. Like those
citizen.
Rats,
clear the way.
Yeah.
Just blasting. I feel like, because they're in the sewers, right? Like they're in all these nooks and crannies. I feel like there's probably some sort of smart contraption you could put to like put on the sewer ends and like the drains that like when rats would try to come out, they'd like get fucking, you know, like I'm sure it's not humane.
Ninja Turtles
rat guillotines.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, or just some like quick play and there's a chop them up.
What is it? Rats can fit through any hole that is like not smaller than their skull.
Because they have like, yeah.
You got to shut the area down. You got to fumigate it. Yeah. Just fucking kill them all one day. Got to shut it all down piece by piece and just nuke them with
nuke the city.
Fumigation, whatever that is.
Yeah. It's a lot though.
Just poison all the garbage. Rat right? poison and all the garbage.
Yeah, but then
oh, poison kill garbage
a lot
bags.
Of people too.
Poison garbage kill bags.
A lot of people too.
No, 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 not the garbage. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Poison garbage bags, right? So when they chew through the garbage bag, they're dead.
Telling you.
Until some idiot people, eats like the garbage.
A lot of
bag.
People eat garbage. A lot of people.
Well, what is it?
They're we just they're hey. Always,
what if I do this? I put a stamp on the garbage bag that says "Do not eat."
Poison. Nope. Danger. No. Poison.
A lot of people can't read. 2 days ago, I shit you not, we got a call. Fucking goes screaming lights and sirens because a guy in fucking waste disposal, he's like, I hear banging coming from my garbage can. And we had to go fucking get somebody pull the fire department. We were waiting standby while the fire department pulled the dude from the back of fucking
he was in a
garbage truck. He survived
compactions.
Two compression. Two.
That's wild.
Somehow.
Crazy.
And minor injuries. He wasn't even crushed.
In the winter twice, I've gone to throw garbage into the dumpster and then been met with someone yelling at me. Like, ah!
Just like...
No, it's warmer. It's pretty gross, but...
Yeah, it's all that... Yeah, you got decomposing matter in there. Get warm. It's whatever.
No, a lot of... Like, no, seriously. They'll go in there and they'll light a little fire to stay warm. Dude, it is fucking cold outside right now.
The worst job that I've ever drawn the short stick for was one time the dumpster at my work... There was, we came in and then like in the crudest red spray paint, it just said check for body on the dumpster. So we're all sitting there and we're like, who's going to check? Right? Like, do we check? So like through drawing the short stick of seniority, I was like, okay, well, I have to do it. So I flipped the lid open. I'm like looking and there was like a huge blue tarp. Right, all rolled up, and I was just like, "Oh no!" I was like, "There's like a huge blue tarp, right? This could
be bad.
This could be bad." So we're like, "Do we call it in?" And I was like, looking, and I like flipped it around. Had my brother's name on it. It's garbage. I was like, "Oh, it's nothing here. It's all good." But I was like, "That's pretty funny. Whoever spray painted that."
That's funny.
Let's talk about, we have one more thing to talk about and then before we wrap this up, I think Andrew put it in about a girl who is reconnected.
Oh,
with,
we baby Melissa.
Reconnected it's with her family crazy. After 50 years after being abducted.
Yeah, I guess in, so 1971, this single mom who was 22 years old at the time placed an ad for a babysitter in a newspaper in Fort Worth, Texas. She had recently moved to this area. She had no one to watch her kid. And the person who responded to the ad agreed to meet her at a restaurant, whatever. But the mom didn't have time to meet her. Was like, listen, I need help ASAP. Like, please, my roommate's at home. You can come relieve my roommate. Pick the baby up and I'll come grab her. And the baby was 22 months at the time. Last time she sees her child ever.
Gone.
Okay, so this babysitter never comes back with her kid. This woman goes through years and years of scrutiny because, like, first of all, they do this mass headhunt for this woman looking for the baby.
A lot of people speculate they thought
it was her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, they thought, no, the baby, they knew the baby existed.
No,
the
babysitter didn't exist.
Yeah. They thought maybe she killed the kid, all that. She got scrutinized for years. She was one of the lead suspects. And then fast forward like 51 years. And 23andMe actually ends up linking the two parents who have been, you know, never gave up looking for their child. They've put forth, they started social media groups and everything when social media was invented. Anyways, they ended up getting 23andMe and then they match with the baby who's now all grown up with her three kids.
Because this girl had taken the test on her own. With no knowledge of anyone.
No, her kids did.
Her kids did.
So their grandkids.
Their grandkids did. And they right away reached out to their grandkids being like, hey, you know, like it says that we're related. Like we need to talk to your mom. They put her in contact with the mom. And the mom's like, listen, like, hey, I hope you guys find your daughter, but it's not me. Like it's pretty weird. And then right away they're like, hey, listen, like our baby had a birthmark here. This was her birthday. And the girl's like, holy fuck. So calls up her mom and is like, listen, like these people are saying that they're, you know, that I'm kidnapped. I'm their daughter and I was kidnapped. Like, this doesn't make any sense. And she asked her mom, she's like, what the fuck? And the mom's like, well, you know, like I actually, in 1972, I actually bought you at a bar for $500.
How do you, what? It's like, yeah, you went through so many years of your life and being like, what? You never told me this?
Right?
Like, okay.
Which is bought fucking, you at a bar.
All right. Yeah, which is right away. So she's like, this is lady's fucked. Apparently she'd been estranged from this woman for quite some time.
Right.
Surprising. She's a fucking kidnapper. So she's probably a bit of a weirdo. Unfortunately, like, so the statute of limitations has ran out, so nobody can really do anything about this. But how fucking crazy is that?
Wild.
So she's right? 51. Like, could you imagine? She reconnects with her birth parents.
And they're both still alive, which is really cool.
Yeah.
Right? And she's got four siblings, four younger siblings from the mom and dad and everything. Like,
crazy.
What a head fuck that would be one day. You just go on your 23andMe because you want to know if you've got fucking, you know, Alzheimer's in your bloodline or something like that. You find out that you're kidnapped.
I just. The amount of drama that I've seen that has been generated by the 23andMe stuff, where it's like people find out like their father's not really their father. Like, I'm just, I mean, it's like, you know, it's curated because it's all on the internet, but you see like a bunch of them, like more than I would expect to see, to be like, hey, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, people are shitty. Like, yeah. People are shitty.
Yeah.
I get new siblings or new like cousins on 23andMe all the time. And they all message me being like, hey man, like I think, you know, like, since we're first cousins, like, pretty weird. Like, do you have any idea who my dad might be? And I'd be like, yes, I know exactly. I have five uncles and there's only one guy that it can be. Because he's, every time it's him. Sam's got like 70 children. I'm not joking, man. I'm 100% serious. They're always his kids. It's hilarious.
Just some modern, yeah, he's just spread his seed.
You like five uncles?
Yeah.
I thought there's only the two. I only met the two, I guess.
Yeah, this...
The family runs deep.
Yeah. Four. One of them's dead. Four alive. And then I got one auntie and then there would be my mom.
Right. Lots
of kids.
Big family.
It was fucking... They had their own little Lebanese slave colony there. Do all the chores. Working all the pizza places.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Old Pepitos.
Yeah.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's going to wrap up this hour of power. It's fun to just... jump into some quick stories.
It's fun to jump in and about try to figure out how we would murder and mutilate 20 million rats or 10 million
rats. We got a lot of work to do.
Yeah. So yes. send us your designs for your rat traps.
Yeah. How would you take out 2 million rats on a
conservative estimate? Minimum 2 million
rats. Probably more
than that. Yeah, we got to keep the budget low.
Yeah, you're not making a lot of money, so you don't have a lot of money to spend.
Yeah.
I thought he has a budget.
Doesn't say what the budget is.
I wonder
is.
What
the,
yeah, I wonder.
But I'm not, curious. They're not going to make you pay out of pocket, I'm sure.
No, but I'm saying, I'm curious not what giving that, $1 million budget or anything.
Yeah. I'm curious what the budget is.
I don't know.
Is.
The mayor really hates rats. Like, that is a public knowledge that he really hates rats. So I don't know. Maybe you'd be able to weasel, you know, part of the stagecraft, you'd be able to weasel out a little extra bucks. Be like, look, this plan right here. Let me tell you something. Gorillas.
All right, so we're going to have this power hour, and I think the next bonus thing we're going to do will be the 2022 extravaganza sometime in the holiday.
Ooh.
It's coming. We don't know when, but
I might be. That, depending the date, I might be in Island Studios.
Oh, cool.
For that one.
We should play some D&D soon too.
We should.
Oh yes, now that Dan's back,
We just started. We just hopped into another dungeon, so we're gonna be crawling, fighting all the way through. It's gonna be awesome.
So we should have done tonight, but it's all good. Next time.
Oh yeah, we fucking blew it.
Yeah, we fucking
content.
Well, everything's kind of been cattywampus here, so we'll get back to it. We'll sort it out.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Peace.